If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Right, we've got Drive Moment, everybody. Let's not get carried away. We got Drive Moment. Here's the question. As a young person, do you ever feel misunderstood by older generations, and why? I can't answer. I'm not a young person.
You know what I said to you?
When you were young?
I'm not.
No. You know what I
listen,
said?
Listen, I'm that generation that I never had conversations with parents. They never had conversations with me. They never asked me, how was school? Did you do your homework? Is anyone bullying you? It was just mom. It was just quiet.
Okay.
And at the same time, What I said to Andy Elon was, I want us to take a step back, because I think we are not 35 and younger.
Okay.
All three of us. And I don't want us to compare this conversation with how our parents or what we were doing. Like Utlen said, we never had conversation. Yeah. We don't want to throw it back to what we're doing. Mm. We want to talk to the young people now.
Yeah. Driving with their parents.
The ones that are driving with their parents. The ones that are listening to the show now, that are young now.
That just started work. Started varsity.
Do they feel like they're being misunderstood by us?
You feel misunderstood by Khomotso and Skumba.
And Tlhenhetle. We want to find out if you feel like you've been misunderstood by our generation. Because we don't understand a whole lot of things that are happening right now.
Yeah.
We don't understand. Like, it's thing that doesn't understand.
Yeah, I mean, this thing to share absolutely everything, especially on social media, live playing out on social media. These things that you do things outside of us. Our kids are booked and busy, y'all. And we are just running after you guys all the time. Our teenage kids are the worst, because I feel like my teenage kid does not understand me. So we are constantly running after them. Do this, do that. You know, so there's a lot that we don't understand when it comes to them. And that tells me that there's a lot that they feel we misunderstand.
Someone will use the word depression loosely.
Yeah.
Some of the young people would say they're depressed because they're going through something.
Yeah.
What are you going through? And you know for a fact you cannot tell your parents or the people that are older than you, HR team. So you go with where? To TikTok.
Oh.
So now you're opening TikTok and there's a 29-year-old making a video saying, I'm going through a lot, and the family doesn't even know. So we are here. We want to find out, do you guys feel like we misunderstand you when you tell us things?
Yeah.
And we are not here to judge.
And just your life in general.
Yeah. And my issue is actually your child going on social media to express themselves or tell people that don't even know him how he feels in his life without even consulting the parents. Because my belief is that, you know, say for instance, you're gay, you want to come out,
sure.
And your family says, we're good with it. I mean, that's your family.
Sure.
And you don't care what other people outside your family say about your status or whatever is happening in your life. But I think the most disturbing thing is for you to go on social media. And because you know they're also insensitive people who might even make your matters even worse by criticizing you.
Yeah, and that's what we don't understand.
Exactly.
But they understand why that is a safe haven for them more than their family, more than their friends that they see on a day-to-day. Why social media is a safer space for them than us, you know?
Mm.
So that's what we don't understand.
Yeah.
But maybe they can tell us more about how much we misunderstand them and how much we take things out of context. And maybe sometimes how much we get emotional about things that we shouldn't be getting emotional about. You know, we should just let it slide. But you let us know.
Let it slide, everybody. Let it slide. 21 minutes past 4, Drive 959. We're on the street. We're on the air.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
As a young person, do you ever feel misunderstood by older generations, and who come?
And are you under 35?
I am.
Okay. Do you feel misunderstood by us?
Not really. Not really. Because, for example, I'm pretty old.
He's an old soul.
You're overgrown.
I shame.
When we chose Zelda.
So you don't regard yourself as youth?
I don't. I think somebody in my family must be honest. Which, when was I really born?
Soccer age.
Yeah, you know. You know, minusing a decade.
A decade?
At the very least.
Glenn, do you know how many people look forward to Ayanda at 4:30? Because we're going to ask him a question and he's going to give us the most
ridiculous.
What do you mean? No.
How? Minus 10 years.
Yeah, I'm pouring my heart out.
Oh, sorry, and we are misunderstanding.
Oh, you even have a heart.
Thank you.
Misunderstood.
This is the misunderstanding.
Misunderstood. Come on. I totally misunderstood. Come on, Fitch.
Personally, I think in the workspace, you'd be understood sometimes or most of the time by abantu abadala, you know what I'm saying? And the younger ones who you're supposed to, they will understand you, or the ones who are the same age as you are the ones who sometimes or most of the time won't understand you. You know, I have it like that.
Really?
And another thing is maybe a matter of, do we understand them as well as much as we young people or younger generation want to be understood?
Hey man, that's interesting.
I get it though, because there's more competition with your peers than there would be with envy, the competitiveness. So I get why they would purposefully misunderstand each other.
Yeah,
they misunderstand each other because the other one wants to win.
So is it a misunderstanding?
No, it's just being evil.
There you go.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
A topic inspired by Khomotso. As a young person, do you feel misunderstood by older generations? And well, we got some voice notes. Most of them are from Khomotso's friends.
I think we struggle with the fact that you guys turn everything into a joke, even something that's serious. When I was a teenager, I had a friend who was clinically depressed and she tried to kill herself. And every time, Ekaya, when they asked me about her, they used to say, hey, oh, if you're suicidal, suicidal.
Your family is horrible.
Joke to them, and they just couldn't understand. Uzi, how can you be depressed when you have clothes on your back and a roof over your head, and an online community just offers you that space to just be yourself?
I feel like the older generation should try to learn and adjust. For example, if you have a smart TV at home and you have your, you know, your mom or your dad, you have to teach them on how to use it. So they have to adjust, but at the end of the day, because technology is advancing.
I feel like it should be 25 and younger, because I feel like the most of it is they grew up closer to the older generation. At some point, they understand some of the things. I don't think they are misunderstood, but the younger ones, 25-year-olds, Yibo Abantengati, would feel they are misunderstood by the older generation.
Yo, but that first voice note when the family was mocking this girl who are suicidal, that is so bad. And people think because you've got a job, you're a celebrity, you make millions, you cannot be depressed. I know so many popular people, you know, whether it's musicians or actors, who committed suicide in the past, and people will be like,
how so?
Like when the guy from, I think, INXS committed suicide because this British lady that she was dating, can't remember her name, but I think she was also married to Bob Geldof, who did this relief album for the world. And when she dumped him, Michael Hutchence, good looking guy, Australian, and he committed suicide. And people were like, why? When there's so many girls who want you. Guys, people are different.
Depressed.
Imagine. I think as let's look at ourselves as a wonderful talent in the family. And you know, when you are in your closed doors, the family, everyone wants to have fun. And sometimes we are finding a situation that are very sensitive. Because in a school, a serious thing will be turned into a joke. But the generation, they don't take it like that.
They are different.
They are very different. So we should tread carefully, as much as we need to meet them halfway, one way or another. Because it's not suicidal, because the family, and we're going to laugh about it. But it's a serious, serious situation for a 19 or 20-year-old.
Do you know what's the danger in turning everything into a joke or belittling every situation? It's the fact that if that same lady that sent us the voice note, if they are depressed or they are suicidal, they can't come to you.
Never.
Because they will think that now suicidal is going to be their theme song in the house. You know what I mean? Then they don't want... They're like, my friend tried to kill herself. told them, they turn it into a joke. If I tell them that I'm trying to kill myself, this is dangerous, I won't do it.
Yeah, one thing that we miss as human beings is how powerful words are.
Yeah.
Words are powerful, guys. They can lead someone into a very dark place without you even realizing it.
Yeah.
1646. Because we are. Yeah. What?
And that's what we're doing, eh?
Yeah.
We misunderstand everything that these kids are saying and doing.
Ah.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
What really irks me about these young ones is how they are just so free to air family business, dirty laundry on social media without the consent of the people involved, and even the beef that they have with family members just taking them on social media. It's cringe. It's really cringe. It's one thing to speak about yourself and air your own dirty laundry, but now once so kuluma abomalume and your toxic mothers and fathers and absent fathers, that really gives me the ick.
I work in the comms and marketing space. Mara, sevenza nabantu abadala who still believe in traditional PR and comms, of which he has sevenza ne kodwa manje sesiphila in the digital space and the mobile gel azokutshela ukuthi no, this is how we did it, and izinto zichintshile. Asayenzi lento ze apartheid samzukwana. Also, coming in the office daily, we can just work digitally nje endlini, sisebenza online, meet ama deadline. Kodwa bogogo nabomkhulu lapha eofisini bafuna ukubona lo buso bethu lo every day.
As a millennial makoti who has a full-time job, yo ayabo mama zala bayas jaja shame. Kuba ngathi we are trying to do some 50-50 business or whatever, and we are being misunderstood ukuthi guys sithina sibo makoti abasebenzayo. We're not going to do things how they used to do things. So I feel misunderstood in that regard. What, okay, what am I supposed to do? I can't do everything. Me one.
I believe people resort to social media platforms because we as their family members has decided not to listen to them. We failed to listen to them when they were telling us little information. So they cannot trust us with huge information, with sad stories, because we are dismissive of them. When they say whatever it is that they want to say, we say, no, we don't have time. Like you said, Glenn, when we started, we never sat down with our parents. So they cannot trust us with little information. So they will never trust us with big information. They rather resort to talking or communicating with strangers on social media with hope that people will know and tell their families that this person is going through this.
I am 21, turning 22. Misunderstood by the older generation, particularly my parents, most of the time, because in Chile, it's so funny. You know how you guys used to do things and how we do things. It's so fine. Yes, how you view a certain thing at your perspective or whatever, and how I view it. Just like we're misunderstanding each other. Like, you know, sometimes that's why two listeners must listen and cool me.
Guys, mine is a funny one. I think growing up, I think I was about 25 or something. So I go to the doctor. I'm like, doc, I'm so stressed out and whatever. And he's like, you're not stressed out. I need to call a doctor. And then, but he still put me off. But ever since I've then sort of broken up that debt and I paid it off quickly, and that was my being misunderstood by the doctor, but I think he had some truth there.
I mean, I feel like I'm always being misunderstood, especially by my mom, because she's in her mid-70s, I'm in my early 30s, so sometimes I wish wangzala earlier, you know, because wow, I understand that most of the time, but I try, but guys, it's hard, yes, kunzima.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kwamotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.